Robert White, Vice President of Industry Relations.
Robert, tell me about an opportunity here to promote ethanol through a reality TV show. American Chopper, I understand, is coming back, and we could see an ethanol chopper in the future. So what has transpired here?
Well, for those that follow the ethanol industry, they could say it's a daily reality television series, but we've actually teamed up with one of Hollywood fame and global fame, actually, with American Chopper, and have partnered with Paul Tuttle Jr. of Paul Jr. Designs, and he is building, as we speak, a custom motorcycle for the Renewable Fuels Association that we'll be able to use through agriculture and the ethanol industries to promote ethanol.
What do you know about the design that will make it unique, that when people see it or maybe even hear it, they'll know that it's around to promote ethanol?
Well, there is a lot of secrecy around this. You actually give the artist, if you will, Paul Jr., the rights to do as he pleases. You make your preferences known, and I'm highly confident at this point the bike will run on E85. But beyond that, the design is all a surprise, and we're going to unveil it this weekend.
What are some of the main takeaways you want the viewing public to get out of this? What do you want them to maybe better understand or maybe understand for the first time about ethanol after watching a program that highlights a motorcycle that runs on ethanol?
Well, what we've seen over the past few years is a very coordinated campaign to confuse the issue of ethanol in motorcycles. And ethanol at a 10% blend or below has been used in motorcycles and approved by every motorcycle manufacturer for more than three decades. And most of the time what we see and hear, whether we're at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally or just on our daily work with emails and the website input, we know that there is a lot of confusion. And the goal of this program is to grab a broad audience and simply explain to them the benefits of ethanol in general, but also clarify that it can work and works well in their motorcycles.
You mentioned that there's quite a bit of secrecy around the design of the chopper, but when will everybody get to see it? Do you know when the episode will air? Will it be in multiple episodes, or how will that work out?
Well, they're still working that out, but we anticipate at least one, if not two episodes in the first six episodes of the new series, which starts at the end of May. So we're probably looking at a late June, early July, just in time for Sturgis.
And as you are well aware, some uncertainty regarding the renewable fuel standard right now. So any good publicity for ethanol, I think, would be welcome, right?
Well, and I think that's exactly right. And it's also an opportunity just to pull back a little bit and explain the opportunities for ethanol in the marketplace, whether that be motorcycles or their flex fuel vehicle at home. The motorcycle is just a starting point, but obviously this message is important nationwide.
Robert, anything else about this that you want to make sure we touch on today?
If you have anyone in the area, we will have the unveil at East Kansas Agri Energy this Saturday, March 24th at 3 p.m.